Now here's another great truth. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. My friend, you can't do anything against the truth. I don't worry about these folk today that are disagreeing. That's all right. You can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. This is a great verse. We should declare the word of God, therefore not defend it. It doesn't need defending. Just declare it. Just give it out. Oh, that's the important thing. Let's give it out. We can't do anything against the truth, but for the truth. And God will bless that. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. Now, what he means is not perfect in the sense we think of it, but that you grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ, that you be mature, that you be mature Christians. Or, what he's really saying is this, grow up. We hear that sometimes. Somebody says to another, why don't you grow up? Well, Paul says, grow up. That's what he means here. He says, therefore I write these things being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Now Paul says that he's glad he can write to them at this time. Now he says, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect. Again, he comes to this. What he's saying is, grow up. Grow up over there in Corinth. And that's something you could say to a lot of churches today and to a lot of believers today. Well, why don't you grow up? Stop this baby stuff and be of good comfort. Now we are back at the word that began this epistle, the comfort of God. What does it mean again? It means help. It means one call to our side to help us, to strengthen us, to encourage us. And God wants to do that today for you, friend. I don't know who you are, where you are, how you are, why you are, but out yonder, he wants to help you. And he can help you through his word and ministering to you by the Holy Spirit. He can help you. Oh, my friend, this is great. And what a great verse we just had. We can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. Oh, to go forward today for God. Now he says here, be of one mind, that is the mind of Christ. Live in peace. Now you live in peace. You can't make it, but you can live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Now what is that? Well, it's the peace of God that passeth all understanding. It's peace that he made by the blood of his cross. Live in that peace today. Just rejoice in your salvation. And he says here, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. God's with you. Don't miss that. He's with you today, friends. Oh, how wonderful this is. You're not alone. He's with you today. And then he's very personal here at the end. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I hope you won't mind me telling this. The late Dr. Walter Wilson and a friend came to see him and his lovely wife. And the friend greeted Dr. Wilson, because he was such a wonderful saint of God, with a kiss. And then he kissed his wife. And he said to Dr. Wilson, he says, now when I greet you, it's a holy kiss. But when I kiss your wife, wow. May I say to you, friends, make sure it's a holy kiss. If you're going to kiss the sisters, I would suggest that we confine it to our same sex, by the way. Now, verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And here he ends with that word, you all. So don't mind my accent, because Paul had the same accent, friend. He says, may all of the blessing of the Trinity be with you all. And that means all of you out there today. Oh, friends, we ought to revel in what we have in Christ, and today we ought to try to bear a witness today, not only to the world, but in our church. There ought to be a real witness there today. And by the way, there are a lot of churches, it's difficult. It's easier to bear witness in the world today than it is in some churches, and that's true. But if you're in that church, you and I should bear witness. Well, this brings us to the end of 2 Corinthians. We'll see you next time in the book of Esther.